Now, when we look at philosophical contemplations, we see that there are various aspects in our lives in which we develop a system of thought to which we, in a sense, philosophically look at life and see things in its own unique way. Now, for a lot of us, we don't consider these philosophies. Some of us are religious, some of us aren't. But for a lot of individuals, pondering upon life's problems and issues, we develop some sort of system in our minds to which we begin to understand and look at the world around us and the world within ourselves. Now, one of the first things I want to cover is the idea of abstract thoughts. Then I like to get into the idea of feelings, as well as behavioral manifestations, behaviorism, what constitutes that, mundanity of work. Right, working an 8-to-5 job, for example, etc. I'll continue with that later on in this episode. Perception, various images and universal signs that we see on a daily basis. Various emotions that we have. Death, life, and a bit more of other topics. And like a 20 to 30 minute segment that I have to discuss this. So to begin. In our lives, we develop what's known as abstract thoughts or abstract ideas, right? Abstraction. What is that exactly? Well, many people walk around their daily lives and they contemplate various things from time to time. They see images, they see things within their mind, right? They see abstractions. An abstraction, simple as seeing an object or an idea and wondering, what is that? It's something separate from that. Now, I don't mean something that's taken out of something. I mean more something far-fetched, things that are beyond the nature of reality. So when you say something like abstract thoughts, you take the words abstraction, you take the word thoughts, it's good to consider what it is that we do on a daily basis. We think of concepts and ideas that are out of the ordinary, so to say, ideas that are separate and different from other people, and we use those ideas to form various notions of people, society, right? A whole plethora of concepts in our minds, and we use those concepts distinct and separate from that. But yet we have this ability to think of abstract thoughts outside of our own consciousness, or within our own consciousness, excuse me, outside of our own physical reality to see the world and our places for what it is. So I find that interesting, and oftentimes people will deny that, and many people will assume that certain things are the way they are simply by what they see or how they experience things. But oftentimes it's the mind and the images, the sensations that produce the values and the beliefs of which we consider in a society to be true or untrue. Now, when you think of abstract thoughts, it's important to take into consideration that we as individuals have sensations and feelings that flow through us. We walk down the street, step down on the concrete, for example, and we feel the immediate sensation and the feeling of rush. Physical sensation of our body. We see things, we hear sounds, we hear lights, we experience motion, we experience a state of being constantly changing and altering with every moving step that we take, with every breath that we breathe, right? With every object that we see. Our sensations are constantly bombarded. Feelings that we once have are altered by the slightest sounds and sensations which we have, and it is but us that has to focus and concentrate to control these sensations and feelings within our minds to live a normal, happy, productive life. But oftentimes people themselves are bombarded by certain realities and certain beliefs that they themselves are unconsciously affected by the reality in which they live in. Now, I mention this because your environment is a big indicator of what it is that you consider, what it is that you view and look at. And oftentimes, you'll see many people and individuals live according to their environment in the sense of their behavior. Which leads into my next point, the behavioral manifestations. Now, we as human beings all have behavior. We all see things through the eyes of our own lives, in the sense that we live and we work according to our environment. But oftentimes, there's distractions, like a car that just drove by me, Dodge Dakota. Of the driver, who is a male, Latino, look like, looking left and right, driving past the street that I live on, busy intersection, with constant sounds and constant cars. Behavioral analysis would just be that individual was driving his vehicle, his thinking. He's in a state of mind to which he wants to cross the street, so he has to instinctively look right and left to not get his car hit. But also, he's driving with the intention of getting across the street, playing loud music in his vehicle at the same time with his windows open. The sound of rushing cars and vehicles going by and by, people walking, etc. Our lives continue and they go on. We live according to our behavior. We think according to our thoughts and our ideas. But yet oftentimes there's a manifestation to which we oftentimes don't realize what it is that we ourselves do. We're stuck in this constant behavior and lives, and our thoughts and our ideas in our lives, but we don't often manifest what it is that we do in our minds and in our behavior to which we can alter and change that. Because we as humans oftentimes don't realize and think about it. So because of that, because of us not realizing and thinking about our behavior, and because of its manifestation in our lives, our behavior then will influence how we view our lives. Which leads me to my next point of the mundaneity of work, right? Or work itself, livelihood. People work 8 to 5 p.m., generally speaking. Long hours, just so that they can provide for their own survival. People live their lives every day in a state of unconscious awareness. They just live like robots or androids. They have no freedom. They have no life. They don't travel. They don't see the world. They don't experience life. They're not open-minded. Their lives are revolved around their jobs, and their jobs around their behavior. And it becomes difficult for people to even realize what it is that they want in life. So they develop various perceptions, various ideas. People assume through these perceptions how it is exactly that their lives will increase and grow better. Such as this runner here with a mask, wearing a CO2 mask that he thinks will improve his oxygen flow. But in reality, there's no such thing. Scientifically speaking, I know this because I did research on it. I happened to see this guy just driving by my home, and he had headphones on, an oxygen mask, and two water bottles, thinking that it'll help with his athleticism or some sort of other physical feat. But aside from that, things like that, things of what I just explained, that example is an idea of a perception of a judgment, which leads me to my next point. Perception, the way we view things, the way we judge things. It affects our work, our behavior, our feelings and abstractions, our thoughts, and a whole list of other ideas. One of which is how we view the world, in particular, our perception and our judgment and how that is influenced. Now, we as human beings, we see things all the time. But oftentimes, when we see things, we don't really think about the deep implications of what those things are. Now, philosophically, there's a big notion, a distinction, a problem with how we as a society and a community view the world. But oftentimes, there becomes a distraction in which the world itself creates a more larger manifestation, sides from the abstraction, such as the mailman who's walking to my door and delivering my mail, and other forms of distractions that exist in our own reality, in our society, that we are accustomed to grow, to learn. And because of this, we develop various emotions and perceptions based on that principle. The lives in which we live and the way we live and what we do in our lives is only a consistent basis based on our lives, based on our work and how we view the world. The mailman at UPS we just drove is the same man who lives his life doing his job, focused on just delivering packages, being a robot, mundane to the reality of the world around him, going from point A to point B, never realizing in a sheepish state what it is exactly that is beneficial for him in life. People choose the life they choose without ever realizing what it is that they chose, and these emotions lead from those choices and perception and judgment that which they make. And it's sad oftentimes too, because I can walk down the street and I can see people, or you can see people, or anyone in the world, and we can see the state of character, state of nature which people are in, and we can see how shallow-minded many people are, and how judgmental and evil and prideful and upset and disturbed the reality of nature is in which we live in. We ourselves have to break free of these bonds, these chains, and truly experience life and understand the spectrum of the world around us, of death and life, and avoid the problems that exist around us, such as the daily commute we have from work, right? the spontaneous thoughts, the words and negative feelings and thoughts that come to our minds sporadically, or the positive emotions and ideas that spring from our lives, live in a state of motion, constantly going about doing things. This very moment, motion is around us, energy and vibrations, but we ourselves decide and choose what it is that we want to do. And there are deeper philosophical implications, such as the reason and the logic and the rationality and the environment and the world around us and how it is that we participate in that. So I'd like for you to consider that in your lives, there will be various times where you'll have to contemplate problems and you'll have to think about, truly think about what it is that is valuing you. Whether you choose to or not, these things are around you and you're forced to see them, forced to live and envision yourself in the world around it. You're forced to deal with people. You're forced to deal with individuals. And the only way to do that is to break free from society. Now, unless you like to live a nomadic lifestyle, you're forced to deal with the implications outside of that. But for all this in consideration, it's important that you think that in life, there is meaning and purpose. And you yourself would love wisdom and learn to love life itself and regard the importance of the reality in which we live in, and the world in which we see, and the consciousness and mind in which we dwell in, and understand the relationship between the universe and yourself, and the reality in which you live in. In the world, and in the grander scope of time, and the totality of everything that ever has existed and will exist. And again, if you have any questions about my podcast, please subscribe to my podcast at The Love of Wisdom. My name is Anthony Penso. My Instagram page is The Love of Wisdom 424, and also my philosophy page, Love of Wisdom. I'll be uploading another episode or two every week or so. Sorry for not uploading one before to all my viewers, but I just wanted to say that a lot of the ideas and thoughts that come through here, that come through these ideas, I'd like some responses and people to just speak back to me. But I'm glad for my listeners and viewers and the people that watch this, because I really appreciate the people that follow me and that really take into consideration the time for this. It does take a significant amount of time and energy to produce these podcasts and come up with these ideas and thoughts. So any form of compensation, particularly financial compensation, would be much appreciated. If you'd like to financially subscribe, in a sense, financially give your gifts, your gifts of love to my channel, please message me at Facebook at The Love of Wisdom. And also on my Instagram page at The Love of Wisdom 424. My name is Anthony Pensa, and thank you for listening to The Love of Wisdom podcast.